MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Trading now with Ian Anderson. He's head of listed property and a portfolio manager at Merchant West Investments. Ian, appreciate the time. The REIT chart book is out. SA REITs, you and I have been chatting. Phenomenal returns in 2024, again in 2025. March, a poor month for REITs locally, down 12.3%. Takes their quarterly return down to minus 4.3. This is not fundamentals. This is the war in Iran that saw volatility and markets spooked.
Absolutely. I mean, it was all linked to what was happening in bond yields, global bond yields, but specifically South African bond yields, you know, moving over 100 basis points. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be good for property at all. And the volumes were big as well. There was almost 20 billion rands worth of shares that changed hands as well. So it was an interesting month for property, put it that way.
I mean, and that's the point. Not directly about the fundamentals. 12.3% off. And actually, I mean, it was a busy month. We saw Vukile expanding in Spain. Growthpoint, high prop, good dividend distribution, growth. The underlying fundamentals were continuing to look impressive.
Especially here in South Africa. So, you know, when you look at businesses like Hyprop and Growthpoint, especially because they've obviously got big South African businesses, but mm-hmm. they've also got big offshore businesses, it's been driven almost, not exclusively, but very much driven by what's happening here in South Africa. So the improving South African fundamentals are helping most of the REITs deliver very, very strong dividend growth. We're starting to see these fairly substantial upgrades. You know, you're talking, I think in the last quarter, dividend growth was over 9% on average. You know, and that's a very, very healthy position for these REITs to be in. So, you know, again, the 12% decline in prices is very surprising against a backdrop of improving fundamentals. But clearly, as you said, it's related to the Iran war and what's happening with bond yields.
Yeah, I mean, a war happening half a planet away. And what we have seen, and you and I have chatted around this, where sort of growth, well, not growth, returns for the year was going to be, a lot of it was going to be around yield and growth in that yield. And we have been seeing that. We are seeing yields pick up year on year.
Absolutely. You know, we've had the re-rating. A lot of these REITs are trading at or around their net asset value. So there's not much more scope for the ratings to change. In other words, for the yields to mm-hmm. reduce. What you had to get was your dividend yield, which is around 8% now, plus whatever growth we were expecting in that dividend. And so, you know, that number is likely to be somewhere around, you know, 8 to 10%. So you're still looking at, we were still looking for decent returns this year, somewhere between sort of 12 to 15, mm-hmm. maybe even up to 18%. But obviously, you know, the war in Iran has been a bit of a setback. But it's given people a second bite at the cherry. Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people probably started this year thinking, "Whoa, you know, listed properties had its run. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get another chance at this." And suddenly you find yourself, you know, with an opportunity to get in at prices that are 10-12% lower than where they were at the end of February.
Yeah, absolutely. Change track tightly. Try that again. Changing track slightly. Business day today, talking an article, talking around office vacancies down at 12.6%. We're seeing office, and they make the point that this is sort of about the best since mid-2020. Office continues to grind to a better position and manage their vacancies. It's improving slowly, but it's improving.
Correct. And I mean, a lot of it has to do, and we've spoken about this a few times, you know, there are a few levers that you can pull in order to reduce vacancy. Mm. One is not to add new supply into the into the equation. And I think that's the one thing that there's just been no new supply of office space. There's been a lot of conversions of office into residential. So that's taken space out of the equation. Mm. And then I think we are starting to see, you know, more and more businesses are requiring their staff to come back to work more than 3 days a week, you know, 4 days a week, mm-hmm. 5 days a week. And there has been a little bit of economic activity. We have seen, especially in markets like Cape Town, there has been demand for office space from, you know, overseas or non-South African businesses that are looking to establish a presence in Africa, start a base here in South Africa. So there is, in certain markets, there is demand for office space. But a lot of that, the reason the vacancies have dropped is mainly as a result of the lack of new supply.
Yeah, I take your point. It is a supply. A last question. We saw a fair bit happening around indices. There's the quarterly index review, which the JSE does every quarter. That was sort of effective 23 March. And we saw a couple of REITs moving into property and SA REIT index, which is kind of expanding and making them sort of good for both the REITs and the indices.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the likes of Dapula, Octodec and Spear all made their way into the ALP. The JSE has changed their inclusion criteria. You know, you didn't have to just be in the All Share Index in order to be in the ALP. So as long as you met liquidity criteria, you could get into the ALP, and it's great because it now adds, and these are not small businesses anymore. Yeah, they used to be sort of less than 2 billion rand in market cap, but you know, they're much bigger businesses today. They're looking to expand, they're looking to issue new capital looking to raise new capital, mm-hmm. in order to grow their portfolios, and being a member of the ALP is definitely the way to go. It allows more and more institutional investors to gain access to these businesses. Yeah, I think it's great. It expands the opportunity set for investors in South Africa.
Yeah, and they're not small. I mean, I quickly pulled up Spear just as one of them. Market cap, 5 billion. That's a chunky size. Right, we'll leave it there. Ian Anderson, Head of Listed Property and Portfolio Manager at Merchant West Investments. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.